Folks, everybody takes shots at the guy at the top of the mountain. If all I did, if I responded to these little ankle biters, these yipping little chihuahuas out there, it would be all I would do. And all I would do would be elevate them in importance. There are other things to do here, far more important than dealing with a bunch of inconsequential wannabe power brokers. But there are exceptions to everything. And this has been going on all week, and I want to set the record straight once and for all. Now, I don't expect this to work, because the people who are making erroneous, fallacious, lying comments about things I've said on this program don't even listen to this program and don't even go to my website to find out what I say. They rely on little pimple-faced kids that are working at wannabe websites who excerpt this program and others, take them out of context, and that's what they use as their source material. Yesterday afternoon on Wolf Blitzer's new show, The Situation Room on CNN, the forehead appeared, Paul Begala. Jump to audio soundbite number three. Let's start first with what the forehead had to say. They were talking about the Cindy Sheehan story, and Wolf said to the forehead, do you think Cindy Sheehan's going too far?
No, she has a perfect right. She has the absolute moral authority. She is a Gold Star mother. She gave her son's life for her country. And she has the most most pristine position to speak about these things. I think the conservative activists that they talked about are overplaying this in a terrible way. They could be having a legitimate debate over America's role in Iraq. Some people think we should do more, some less. It's an honest debate. Instead, they're attacking her personally. Rush Limbaugh, who is very close personally to George W. Bush and very close to the White House, has gone on his radio show and alleged that she's making this up. He said, oh, she's just like the guy who forged documents, allegedly, about President Bush in the National Guard. That's not true. She's not making this up. Her son actually died.
Now, is this not patently absurd on its face? I'm making it up. She doesn't have a son. She doesn't have a son who died in Iraq. Begala will read this on some third-rate partisan website and will believe it, will not even check it out. Wolf Blitzer said, you're making what up? And Begala came back with this.
You got to ask Rush. He's suggesting that she's making it up that her son died. I mean, they're attacking her personally instead of attacking her position on the war. You cannot ever win attacking Gold Star mother personally.
And Babe Buchanan, of course, also clueless, agreed with Begala that you cannot attack a Gold Star mother personally. Let's go back. I'm going to play for you the excerpt. I got two excerpts here and then other comments. Let's go back to August 12th on this program. And when I first discussed Cindy Sheehan, I had not even discussed it prior to that moment, because I think the woman is sympathetic. I think it's a sad situation all the way around what's happened to her, and the influences that have been exerted on her, and the way she is being used. I think it's despicable on the part of the left the way they're doing it. I avoided it, but I got a phone call about it. The guy told me what he thought about Cindy Sheehan and wanted my reaction. This is August 12th, and here's what I said. I find it difficult to be critical of Cindy Sheehan. I think she's a woman who lost her son. And I know that there have been a lot of people lose their kids in war. And I don't care who they are. It's not easy. And people deal with it in their own ways. I think the real shame here is her exploitation by the Democrats, by John Conyers. John Conyers dragged her to his impeachment meeting over the Downing Street memos. They have made her a star in her own mind, and this attention that she's getting, I'm sure, is helping to assuage her loss. And it's just, to me, and the media is exploiting her like she is a genuine, spontaneous eruption. They are not telling the truth about how this woman has been shepherded by Joe Wilson. There are pictures of her with Joseph Wilson. Yes, of Valerie Plame fame. she has shown up at all these anti-war rallies. She was an anti-war mother before any of this began to happen. And speaking of Valerie Plame, I think the Valerie Plame story flamed out, and they had to have something come up and replace it. Just like Richard Clark failed, and he flamed out. And then the Jersey Girls flamed out. And now, after that, Valerie Plame flamed out. They have nothing on Rolfe, so they got to fill the vacuum. It's right out of the playbook. They got to fill the vacuum. Bill Burkett, it's all part of the same playbook. It's all part of the same strategy employed by the left. But there you heard August 12th. I think she's a woman who lost her son. I don't care who they are. It's not easy. Okay, so there it is, August 12th. I find this patently absurd. This is even necessary. Now, here's a bite from August the 15th, 3 days later. And this is the bite that I contend is being taken out of context, because I first said on August 12th, and in the ensuing days, acknowledged she lost her son, talked about it, was even sympathetic, and then went on to make the point that all she is an opportunity, like Bill Burkett was an opportunity to bash Bush, like the Jersey Girls are an opportunity to bash Bush, like Valerie Plame is an opportunity to bash Bush and bash Rove, like the Jersey Girls were. She's just the next in line. And here's what I said on August 15th. The fact that they are too eager. I mean, Cindy Sheehan is just Bill Burkett. Her story is nothing more than forged documents. There's nothing about it that's real, including the mainstream media is glomming onto it. It's not real.
Stop the tape.
That is what is being taken out of context. I say Cindy Sheehan is just Bill Burkett, her story is nothing more than forged documents, there's nothing about it that's real, including the mainstream media is glomming onto it, meaning the whole thing is staged. The whole event is staged. I have just said 3 days earlier and every day hence that she lost her son. And anybody who cares to research my website, listen to this program, knows it. To then put out a message that I think she's lying about her son even being alive, that she didn't have a son, and she didn't have a son that died in Iraq, shows the desperation and the depths to which the people on the left will go to discredit people like me who they consider are their enemies, because they cannot beat us in the arena of ideas. They cannot answer what I am saying about Cindy Sheehan. They cannot answer what my accusations about the way she's being used are. They don't deal even go there, so they dare even go there, so they have to try to discredit me in the eyes of people who may not listen to this program, or other people in the media who are supposedly reporters, who are supposedly curious, who supposedly would want to get to the bottom of something. Is something like that truly being said? Find out about it, but no, just accept what happens to be written in other places on the World Wide Web. The real interesting thing to me is these people are totally ignoring what Cindy Sheehan is saying. She is apparently their story. She is their God gift that's just been handed to them to keep the Bush bash up and in rhythm, and they ignore what she is saying. And they want to focus on everybody who's criticizing the whole element of movement that surrounds the Cindy Sheehan story. And to me, they're missing all of that on purpose. They don't want any scrutiny of what Sheehan's saying. That's why they come up with this asinine, indefensible phrase that she has absolute moral authority because she lost a son in Iraq. She can criticize anybody and lie and say whatever she wants, as can her supporters. But nobody can call attention to her lies or the way she's being used because she has absolute moral authority. Is that what we've come to now? You lose a son or a daughter in Iraq, and you are insulated from criticism, and you have a license to lie, as long as you're doing it about George W. Bush. What is this absolute moral authority business? These people are tattering, folks. They're shredding. They're coming apart intellectually, emotionally, and every which way. They have no substance whatsoever that buttresses them, that backs them up. They're standing in quicksand, as I've always been saying, and they know it. And they're lashing out. The thing that's got them upset is that the Sheehan is not working. It's not affecting anything. It's not changing public opinion. It is not affecting Bush's policy one way or another, one iota. And so they just continue to get more extreme and outrageous and try to discredit the critics.